From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darden. My guest this week is author and story medicine woman, Tarita McHale. Welcome, Tarita.
Hi, how are you, Janae?
I am good. We made it. Tarita's debut poetry collection is Synchronicity. And right now we're going to hear her art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do at home. First up is a speech, A Talk to Teachers by James Baldwin. In this 1963 speech, Baldwin advises teachers how to talk and engage with Black students during tense times like what we're living in today. And he challenges teachers to look at the history of racial oppression of Black people and for students to deconstruct all of that. And Tarita, you can explain it better than I can, so shoot.
Yes, I presented this letter to the Bay Area Writing Project. I said I would read this letter just so we'd know where we are with youth of color and what they're going through as they're processing a double standard. And so when we look at what is going on today, there's just so much that we see that is something's been turned inside out, upside down. That piece that he wrote, that six-page letter to teachers that was given to my godmother, who was a retired teacher. She gave that letter to me. So I've just been passing it out ever since. It's online now, you can get it. But during that time, years and years ago, it was just astounding.
That's A Talk to Teachers by James Baldwin. Google it or go to klw.org for a link. Your next pick is De Facto Feminism, Essays Straight Out of Oakland by Judy Juanita. She's a poet, novelist, and playwright, and the personal essays cover a lot from her father, who was a Tuskegee Airman, to growing up in Oakland in the 50s and 60s, sexuality, the Black Arts Movement, and she was also in the Black Panther Party. Tell me more, Tarita.
Yes, Davy D interviewed us a while back. We talked about being the worker bees. You know, we weren't trying to make a name, we weren't trying to, just the work needed to be done. What, you know, let's do this. If it needs to get done, let's do that. If it needs to get, just tell me. Let's not sit down and just have a meeting about it and and then move on and war on who's going to be the head to look all of that. We were the worker bees.
That's the book De Facto Feminism, Essays Straight Out of Oakland by Judy Juanita. And your final pick is the classic 1980 film, The Gods Must Be Crazy. A South African tribe discovers a Coca-Cola bottle that falls from the sky, and they don't know that an airplane tossed it. They think it's from the gods, so a young man goes on a wild adventure to return it to the gods and encounters a biologist, school teacher, and guerrilla soldiers. This is a comedy. I've been hearing about this film forever, and I need to watch it. I've never watched it, but I know it's a classic.
I took my daughter to see it. Took her kicking and screaming like, you know how. I took her to see that film. She went on her own to see that film many times thereafter, because the clarity of which they say things, like, why would God drop one thing for everybody to use? I mean, they used language that was totally inclusive of the whole and wasn't as linear. It was more causal. And so we really appreciated that film and saw it several times. And she saw it on her own many times.
So there's comedy and there's some deeper meaning to break down here. So I have to see it. That's the film, The Gods Must Be Crazy. I've been speaking with author Tarita McKell. Her debut poetry collection is Synchronicity, and she'll be doing a screenside chat with Monica De La Torre tonight at 6 p.m. For a link to that event or to learn about any of the things you heard about today, visit klw.org and make sure to subscribe to the Sights and Sounds podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds was engineered by Julia Linus Goodman and produced by me. I'm Janae Darton.